It's Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. Let's continue our intentional pilgrimage to the Roman station churches today. Today our station is at Sant'Agostino, St. Augustine, listed in the Missal as Ad Sanctum Trifonem. This is the church of St. Augustine of Hippo in Rome, built in the 13th century in the time of Honorius IV, which overwhelmed a smaller church nearby that had the relics of St. Trifon, a 3rd century saint from Phrygia in modern Turkey. That's why it's called Ad Sanctum Trifonem. As you walk up the stairs and see the facade, you are looking at marble recovered from the Colosseum by Sixtus IV after an earthquake. Within, you find a beautiful Caravaggio, the Madonna of the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims' bare feet are dirty, almost sticking out of the canvas at you, reminding us of ourselves, really. There's a statue of Mary here to whom the Roman women have come, especially on the 9th of October, to pray before childbirth. Here you will find also the tomb of St. Monica, Augustine's mother, transferred from Rome's port city, Ostia, where she died while she and her son were waiting to return to North Africa after his baptism by St. Ambrose in Milan. Last year, at this time, at the beginning of Lent, I was reading to you from the wonderful collection of everything that Fulton Sheen had ever read about the demonic, a book called On the Demonic, assembled by a priest of the Archdiocese of Detroit. But since we were doing that last year, I'm going to turn to the wonderful, dependable, always edifying Father Patrick Troadec in his book Toward Easter. The Gospel of today tells of how our Lord healed many sick people. It is a discreet invitation for us to recognize that we, too, are sick spiritually. It is an important thing for us to remember here at the beginning of Lent. And among our weaknesses, we need to acknowledge a disordered love of ourselves. It appears particularly in our quickness to form a rash judgment about our neighbor, or else to speak badly of him. Too often we become reputation thieves. Every man is attached to his reputation. Detraction destroys that reputation in the hearts of others. For this reason, in every society, none are more to be feared than those people who spend their time speaking ill of their neighbor. We do not always measure the gravity of the gossip which we believe inoffensive, nor that of certain calumnies. The slightest piece of gossip that falls on the ear of one ill-intentioned, what a catastrophe! They say that St. Philip Neri once gave as a penance to a person who came to confess gossiping to pluck a chicken on her way home, an odd penance, and then 2 weeks later, when she confessed the same sin, the confessor told her, "Now for your penance, go back and pick up the feathers." Seeing the impossibility of finding again all of the scattered feathers, the woman understood that a simple rumor whispered from one to another could in like manner produce unforeseen evil effects which are practically irreparable. Lord Jesus, I recognize that I myself am not always exempt from this fault. Help me to take advantage of this Lent to avoid the sins of the tongue. I make the special resolution to keep quiet when the reputation of my neighbor is at stake, and to make up for past sins as well as I am able. The prayer over the people in the Vetus Ordo. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Fideles tui, Deus per tua dona firmentur, ut eadem et percipiendo requirant, et querendo sine fine percipiant. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. May your faithful people, O God, be strengthened by your gifts, that by receiving them they may still desire them, and by desiring them may evermore receive them. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.